Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Iris Bunshaft. And we're here with Christina Liu, of course, with the Christina Liu Show. And Commissioner Galante from Community Services and DOSA. And who here likes music?
Oh, I think everyone does.
Who knows Josh Shogin? S-C-O-G-I-N. He was with a band called The Chariots.
Oh, I heard of The Chariots.
You heard The Chariots?
Yes, I had heard of The Chariots.
Well, he left The Chariots.
Okay.
And
where'd he go?
Now he's on
He issued a song a little while ago called Midnight, which sold out online. Anybody know the name of his new band?
Project Independent.
No.
I like that plug.
I like what you're thinking. I like what you're thinking. The name of his new band is 68.
What is that?
That's 68 days since Christina Liu's birthday.
I love it. I love the quote. I'm telling you, every week John has really, and I love the confusion on people's faces trying to figure it out.
You know what I'm just realizing is you and the Queen of England have something in common. Her birthday was in April. But they're celebrating it now.
Are they really?
Oh, wait, every year.
Yes, and this is a tradition because some of the
kings
had their birthdays in the winter and they couldn't properly celebrate.
Oh,
so now every monarchy has both a normal day of their
I'm writing this down and I'm going home and now I'm telling my family
and they have their summer celebration. So
Kim, I don't know how you've held this out on me for a long time, but this I'm going to have to share.
And you should know better.
Properly should have both your early spring birthday as well as your summer birthday.
I like it. I'm going home and I will be telling my entire family that. Like, you know.
We're getting ready for another party.
That's right.
Or how about October was their half birthday?
I like it. I like where we're getting all seasons. I like this. I'm really, you know, winter we could do that. We have Christmas. You know, I'll share my birthday with Christmas. But I like this queen similarities. But very good, Kim. Well, since we have Kim here, we have to mention, we've been mentioning it all day, is Fun Day Monday.
Oh, yes.
That's coming up. And I know there's some exciting new programs going on there. So, you know what I love about Fun Day Monday? I said it's like a circus of events. You know, it's like any place you look, there's something going on.
So. Absolutely. I call it the Town of North Hempstead cruise ship that never leaves port.
That's the truth.
That's really the best analogy for it.
And I get to be, for those of us who grew up with the Love Boat, I get to be the town's Julie.
Oh, okay, Julie. Okay, I did see a Love Boat.
But no, it's a wonderful day. We have eight cruises in a lovely North Hempstead Harbor.
Are you serious?
No, we actually have.
It's a cruise on land.
But no, we have Fun Day Monday kicks off on July 11th, and it goes from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at North Hempstead Beach Park, formerly known as Bar Beach. And we literally, every day, every week, we have activities and wonderful programs. We are starting off on July 11th with the wonderful musical sound of Sweet Lorraine. We also will be having line dancing in our main pavilion, Zumba with Margaret, for those of us who get
Margaret is wonderful.
We love Margaret. We have fitness. We will also be having Mahjong. We have mindful coloring that will be taking place at 11:30, Tai Chi, and of course we have the return of our farmers market, which is absolutely wonderful.
Terrific. Actually, our George Gubernikoff earlier, the doctor from Winthrop, was talking about art in general.
Yeah, he was talking about the correlation between art and your heart.
Explain what that is to people a little bit.
Well, it's, you know, it's partial social and partial just, you know.
Therapeutic. Right?
Therapeutic, absolutely. You know, some of the goals are probably different than sitting at home where you really are just sitting there and focusing and just forgetting all the other worries and just focusing on your artwork. This is a mixture of that, but also have a social component. Not everybody wants the line dance. But this is something, sitting at the beach, listening to the waves, you know, crash in the background, the wind, and just sitting there with some crayons and pencils and markers and having a very beautiful piece of artwork that is very time consuming to do, but that you're just sitting there focused on that project and the accomplishment of that project and just talking to people and enjoying each other.
Right. The one thing, actually, it just came to mind, we're always telling people to get involved, come to an advisory board or something. This is probably the easiest way to get involved because you can walk through, you're going to get lost in the crowd if you want to be, or you can participate. If you don't like it for some reason, you can leave and nobody knows you were there. There's 1,000 people there. You don't want to walk into a room of 10 and feel maybe everybody's looking at me. I've been down to it. It's just, Kimberly does such a great job. It's just, it's a tremendous day. You will enjoy it. You go with a friend and you'll have a good time.
Absolutely. You know, there's so much to do, and whether you want to do an exercise class, whether you wanted to sit by the beach and read a book, whether you just want to sit and listen to some music, you know, it's all up to you, and you get to make that journey for yourself during the day. There's lots of wonderful people. It's a great place to meet people, but it's also a great place just to sit and enjoy. One of the nice things about this event is we know some of our residents have no longer drive. This is an event that we actually offer free transportation to, which you can just call 311 and find a local bus stop near your area, and they'll drive you right down to our event and take you home later on in the afternoon.
What do you mean a local bus stop in your area?
What we do is we can't do door-to-door pickup like we would do with medical transportation, but within a reasonable walking distance, we have bus stops throughout the town.
For this particular bus that takes you directly to the beach.
Yep.
There's probably a bus like in Roslyn.
There's buses in Roslyn.
At the community center or something.
Literally, there's 2 pages of all the amount of stops. Oh. We have close to, I think it's in, last year, it looks like 9 buses who will be transporting throughout the town of North Hempstead. And if there's ever an issue with a stop, we just ask people to call 311. And if we can make any accommodations, we always usually find a way. Because, again, getting people out of their houses to enjoy each other is always such an important thing. It really is a day of fun.
It is. The name is definitely correct, you know, because you just feel the energy there. And it's so nice because all these activities are wonderful. Then you set those activities at the beach, and it's just, you know, like there's really nothing else needed.
And with transportation, there's no excuse.
Right.
For somebody to turn around and say there's nothing to do, you have a beautiful day in July and August. You call up 311, find where the bus stop is, and they're in the major places. The bus takes you down, the bus brings you home, and you can have lunch, and you can dance and do what you want.
There's so much to do and to do at this event that if you got bored, I would be shocked.
Right.
it really is such a glorious day. And one of the things I always say is if you want to save some money on energy, come down to the beach. Don't run your AC for the three or four hours because something magical happens every Monday. It doesn't matter if it's 75 degrees or if it's 110 degrees. North Hempstead Beach Park has one of the nicest breezes anywhere on Long Island. And you come down and it is just, again, a nice, cool, relaxing event.
And is there some shaded areas?
There is 4 pavilions that are completely covered, and there's some very nice trees as well.
Mm-hmm. That's the one thing. I like that place specifically for that. I don't like the sun. So you can have the sand in the beach, you have the pavilion, and you have a grassy area, and you have basketball and different things for kids. I mean, it's a tremendous place
in
general.
It's also a great day for grandparents and grandkids. You know, dancing, I think, has no age requirements. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, one of the nicest things that happens at our event.
A little rhythm would help once in a while. I've watched some of it.
So no judgment zone at Funday Monday.
One of the nicest things that really does happen in the event is a lot of our activities are great for both our senior residents and their grandkids. Yeah. And we love when we have multi-generations come and visit us.
That's great.
Yeah, and is it July 25th is the health fair? Which day is that?
That's right. July 25th is our health fair, and we'll be having lots of amazing services. Our main sponsor and somebody who's been so wonderful to us is Northwell Healthcare, and they'll be having nursing staff doing some checks as well.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's a wonderful program. I mean, because there's endless agencies there, and, you know, just to get the information from them is just wonderful. And there's all different screenings that go on.
Yeah,
where will that be held?
That's also down at the beach, and that's on July 25th.
You know, just before you go, just one announcement I heard the other day, somebody called me, from 10 to 2 this Saturday at ShopRite, the new ShopRite on New Hyde Park Road.
I've gone there. I really liked it.
Okay, that store, the AARP and the American Legion are doing a canned food drive. for veterans.
Oh, how wonderful.
So anybody in the neighborhood, drop off a can of something. They're trying to get the people shopping it because it's a new store.
Oh, wonderful.
And he called me the other day, and I said, yeah, we'll talk about it. So, if, you know, if somebody's in the neighborhood, drop off a can
Saturday,
of something.
And that's Saturday,
This Saturday, tomorrow. Tomorrow from 10 to 2 in front of the new ShopRite on Marcus Avenue.
It's across from the Clinton Martin Park.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Right. Oh, that's right. That's why you would all see it. Right, right.
Yes, okay. And there's a bunch of stores where you can make a whole day of it. I know I certainly have on occasion.
Yeah, TJ
Maxx. And you can
do lots
of nice restaurants.
Yeah, that's right.
That's true. So now it's a whole day.
That's right. You know, as we had mentioned earlier, that the supervisor cares about the animal residents of North Hempstead as well. On June 25th, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., the town animal shelter is offering the free microchips for dogs and cats again. It was successful. I know last year we had promoted because I thought it was such a wonderful program, this event, and it's free, which is amazing. And really, microchipping dogs and cats, it just gives you that opportunity of just electronically, you know, tracking them, you know, God forbid something may happen. And it's a tiny little thing.
Right. It doesn't hurt the dog or the cat in any way.
Exactly. And it's like, I think it's like the size of like a piece of rice or something.
Okay.
You know? So it's definitely very small. And it's just you get a little pet tag and a whole program. Oh, my God. Time is flies when you're talking about all the things in North Hempstead. So call 311 if you need any more information about that.
Terrific. It's amazing. We have 30 seconds left. So I want to thank everybody. I want to thank the two guests we had on today. I want to especially thank the commissioner for taking the time to come here today, because all the work you're doing, all the seniors appreciate it, all the community service stuff. It's just an honor to have you on the show. Iris and Christina, thank you. And we'll be here next week. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM, wcwp.org. Thank you, everybody, for listening.